Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
How to make big changes in your life and not shit your pants. Truth is, all the juicy stuff in terms of the growth that we're going to have in our lives comes from being able to make difficult decisions. And I'm going to be talking about a couple of personal things in this video today. As always, please use the comments below. I would love your opinions and thoughts on this. What are some changes that you know that you need to make? And this could be any area of your life, just remembering that everything ends up compounding, okay? When you make personal changes, when you make changes in your business, when you make changes in your relationship, all of these things come together to help create more fulfillment for you, okay? And I'm going to be talking about two things which are really important in my own personal journey, which you may find of use to you. Hopefully that will be. As always, head to fitpreneurs.com. Check out the content there, the blogs, the podcast, obviously the YouTube. If you haven't yet checked out the book, The New Encyclopedia of Modern Fitness and Business Building, then do that. Also over at facebook.com/fitpreneurs is where all the fun is currently happening. If you haven't already watched it, guys, definitely check out the documentary, What the Health. Okay, it's a brand new documentary. It came out early July, and it talks about the food industry, in particular a lot of focus around diabetes and around plant-based nutrition. And I am seriously, I've not made the decision yet, but I actually messaged my meal prep company about going full in vegan. So I'd love to know your thoughts on this. It's a really interesting documentary, worth watching. What the Health? If you've already watched it, post it into the comments below and give me your thoughts on it. But what have been some big changes that you've made in your life recently? Because I know that when I make these difficult changes and adjustments, everything starts to shift. So I've been a meat eater. In fact, I'll tell you the story. I was actually vegetarian for a long, long time. When I was back at school, they had these little eggs that hatched, right? And I can't remember how old I was. I was probably like 6 or 7. And so the school had this exercise when we kind of incubated eggs and then they kind of hatched, right? And I went home and I was like, this is my last turkey burger. Probably not in that voice to my dad, but for many years, I was actually vegetarian until I went to KFC drunk when I was 16 and everything changed again. So anyway, since then, I've been a meat eater and just started to have a think about, after watching What the Health, around, do I want to make the decision to be vegetarian? Recently also, I made the decision to 100% give up alcohol. And here's why I decided to do that, which was, you know, I've spent so much of my adult life, you know, just I was, you know, binge drinking until I went to Peru and did ayahuasca. I stopped smoking, I stopped drinking, but alcohol was always kind of there. And I recently went to a party. I got invited to go, and my friend Jessica, I messaged her and said, you know, what are you up to tonight? And then she messaged me back and she said there was this party. Anyway, me being me, what I did was I kind of resisted it because I kind of sabotaged going to events because of a little bit of like anxiety. Anyway, she was like, no, come along. So I went along. And what I noticed was, and I just went for the wine, and it's just a habit, right? We just always dive, and I always dive for the alcohol. So bearing in mind, alcohol has been radically reduced after Peru, so I just rarely drink. But when I do, I just tend to go, depending on the social setting, I will go in and drink to get comfortable. So anyway, I got home like midnight that night, and I woke up in the morning, and it was just a very clear sign and a very clear signal of now it's time to stop, to give up drinking. Like, I actually want to get better at socializing. I want to get better at connecting. And so I need to make a decision. But it was so much the right time for me. Okay. It was just the right time. So I had this kind of sign of like, just give up. All right. And sometimes people fight against it, but I'm a firm believer in like, when the time is right, the time is right. So for me, I recently gave up alcohol altogether. It's been a short period of time, but needless to say, it's a decision. So post into the comments, what are some big changes that you've made in your life, you know, over the past month, year, couple of years? Maybe you gave up drinking 10 years ago. Maybe you were vegan and you adjusted to becoming vegan years ago. Because here's the thing. The changes that we make, you know, those decisions that we make really do shift everything. And this can be in business, this can be in your personal life. This, you know, I've done previous episodes around drama llamas and removing toxicity, but it also comes from making the decisions and just doing things for you. Making the decisions not from living from fear, but just like feeling like this is the right time. But again, it's all about staying comfortable and staying within like what we're used to. But if you want to stretch and you want to grow and you want to get to that next level, you have to actively seek, you know, things to be able to stretch you, not just on a health perspective, but, you know, in a lifestyle perspective, in a business perspective. And then again, everything can start to compound over time. If you're watching live, post and say hello. I would love to know where you're from. This is Simon Lovell, live in San Diego for Bitpreneurs Kickass. And we're talking about how to make big changes in your life without shitting your pants. How are you going to start to move forward? And what decisions do you need to make to help catapult you and your lifestyle, your business, multiple areas of your life to become happier, more fulfilled, and more successful? I want to also do a little shout out today because my niece, Alicia, Thursday, she travels to Disneyland, and she is being a princess there. So I'm super proud of my niece who has making her dreams come true after making some, you know, well, not so difficult decisions on what she wants to do. So she's just turned 18. So Alicia, super proud of you if you're watching. Can't wait to see what unfolds at Disneyland Paris. I love those who just follow their heart, follow their dream, follow a life that is going to be of fulfillment and helping others and making other people feel better. So for you, what big changes have you made, you know, over the past few years that have really helped you? Remember, your shares are really useful for other people. Maybe other people are thinking about making that transition and increasing the quality of their life. What has increased the quality of your life? What big changes have you made that have really significantly helped you ascend and grow to the next level? Post into the chat. Always good to hear from you guys, whatever you got going on. If you are watching and you are going to be at IDEA in Vegas this Thursday, then do shoot me a message. I'm going to be going to flying from San Diego to Vegas on Thursday. There's a big conference in Las Vegas called IDEA. And I know that some of you guys already following me over at facebook.com/boylovell have indicated that you're going to be at the show. Always good to get around other like-minded people. Remember, just getting out of and away from the computer and actually going out and connecting and find out what the latest trends are in the industry. As much as you can do it online, it never replicates, you know, what you're doing in person. So going to be excited to be in Las Vegas on Thursday. But definitely going to be doing an episode of Kickass live from the show. So today's topic is, you know, making big changes in your life without living from a place of fear, but just knowing that, you know, if you make these changes, everything's going to work out to be okay, and not everything needs to be set in stone. I think oftentimes that's why people don't make bigger decisions, is because maybe they've got fear, but actually, why don't you just give it a go? What's the worst that could happen? If you did make this decision, why not try it for a month and see how you feel? Okay, so I know that many of you watching, you help other people do that, but how much are you doing it yourself? How much are you getting outside of your comfort zone? And, you know, the biggest decisions that I've made, for example, to move country, to move the area that I was living in, okay? If I look back at my growth and I look back at the my clients' growth in Fitpreneurs, you know, all the big jumps come from those big decisions that we make, okay? So very important that we start to look at, are we making small, easy decisions where we're just staying within our comfort zone? Or are we taking bigger leaps that help us to be able to get those bigger shifts, you know, increasing the level of our investments and increasing and starting to remove certain things from our life and making bigger leaps, you know? If you look at those that are super successful, they've had to become more tolerant to taking risks. And some people just don't like to take those risks and other people do. So making those big changes and making those uncomfortable decisions is going to help you reach a whole new level of your business, okay? A whole new level. And that's what I've just learned over time. So the decision to give up alcohol, the decision, we'll see whether I follow through on the vegan. I'll probably try it for a couple of weeks or a month and see how I get on. It's just about testing new things out and being okay with going down a different path for a certain period of time, because knowing that, you can always make those changes. So have a think today in this training, in this video, this episode of Kickass. Also, don't forget, you can head to the YouTube channel, fitpreneurs.com/kickass. Have a think about what was the last big decision that I made and how did it turn out, and what's the period of time that has been since I made that big decision. And do I need to start making some big decisions? Because I guarantee if you're watching this, there's a decision, there's something that you're being called to do, but you're not following through on. There's some kind of fear associated to it. You know that you need to follow through and take action. You know that possibly on the other side of that are bigger and greater things, but maybe, just maybe, you're listening to some other voices, not your own, that are stopping you from growing and stopping you from getting and reaching the next level. So I would like to see everyone watching this making some more powerful decisions to be able to help more and change and impact more lives. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs with another episode of Kickass. What have you guys got going on this weekend? Are you going to be in Vegas for IDEA? Also, just to reiterate, if you've not already checked it out, check out the documentary What the Health. Okay, talking about a lot around diabetes and meats in particular, processed foods. I know that most likely many of you have watched a lot of that already, but this this documentary and series of interviews gives a very cool and fresh perspective, not so fresh in some areas, of you know, meats and views on organic and paleo, as well as performance when it comes to sports performance and a plant-based diet. Definitely check that out. All right, guys, I will see you in another episode of Kickass here over on Facebook. Also, head to fitpreneurs.com/kickass for the YouTube channel. I will see you in another episode. And make sure you share this video if you thought that someone, or you feel that someone may find it useful. I'll see you very soon. Take it easy.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.